Chapter 3.
Listen, Richard Morrison was saying, I'm serious. Is there somewhere we can talk?
The wind on the estuary flicked at the low water.
If you can help me, I can offer you money. I don't know how much you charge, but I am willing to pay whatever it is.
And Eden, who no longer had a job, was a little more interested now. He left Richard Morrison standing at the door and looked around for a minute until he found something he could write on. An A4 pad that Finn sometimes used for drawing, and a biro from a mug on a shelf. Grabbing his waterproof in case the rain came in, he stepped outside again with the pad, closed the glass beach door behind him, and turned to lock it. Taped to the inside was a notice. Boat repairs. Hawkins Marine. And a mobile number. His sister's friend Molly had taped it there.
So, said Eden, turning to Richard Morrison, you were saying? I believe my life is in danger. I want you to help me.
A herring gull swooped over the beach, looking for unattended picnics, but the beach today was quiet. For most people, it was too chilly to be sitting out.
Finn, Eden called, I'm just sitting over here by the ship.
Kay,
answered Finn, without lifting his eyes from the page of his library book. An answer, at least. For the last day, Finn had been ignoring Eden. Eden didn't know what he had done wrong. The man turned.
Your boy?
He asked.
My sister's, said Eden simply, not wishing to explain more,
and set off walking past the other small houses that were crowded onto the top of the sand.
This way.
He led the man along the beach towards the pub that stood at the old stone quay. It was high summer, and normally every table on the narrow walkway would be crammed with people sitting at tables, their tops overflowing with empty glasses and bottles and crisp packets. It was the holidays. Families who returned here every year with their children were meeting up with people they hadn't seen since the summer before. Today, though, the tables were mostly empty. The weather for the coming bank holiday was not looking good.
Shall we go in? Asked the man hesitantly.
Out here's fine. I need to keep an eye on the boy.
The man looked round.
You used to be a police officer, didn't you?
Who told you that?
Didn't you, though?
I still am a police officer. I've had to take a break, for personal reasons.
On the beach, Finn was in his own world, lost in one of the books they had borrowed from the local library. He held the pages so they didn't flap in the breeze.